I was approached about 2 or 3 weeks ago about this, as to whether I would be interested. And every fiber in my body said, don't do it, Tony. Don't do it. There are two specific reasons why I didn't want to do it. One is that I don't like flying, which means to get to these games, I have to drive unbelievable amounts of time and distance, and I'll get bored out of my mind, okay? And two is that my life for at least the last 10 years, at least the last 10, has been to go to bed about 9:30 and wake up about 5 like a barn animal. I mean, that's, and it's been fine. And I've carved out a very nice life. My work life is great. I love doing radio. I had problems with management at ESPN doing radio some time back, but I've had no problems since coming back here. And even when I had problems, I loved doing the radio. I love doing PTI. I can't imagine that any television show could be as much fun or as easy to do for me as PTI, given who I work with and how much I like it. And I've always wanted, more than anything else, to be a newspaper columnist. That's all I ever wanted to do. So I got all of it. I mean, I got all of it, and it's it fits in with my basic personality. And let's do a little jump on the couch thing here. I'm not so much neurotic as I clearly suffer from some sort of obsessive compulsive disorders. And I don't like going anywhere, and I like routine, and I don't like change, and I like to know everything that's going on, and I'm totally self-obsessed because I, you know, part of it is being an only child, and part of it is carving out an existence where I am literally the star of the show. You know, I mean, look how lucky I got that every talent I had played into my own neuroses. Okay. So that's really sort of enough of the couch. And that's why I didn't want to do this. And also, a reason I didn't want to do this is I'm actually afraid I'll fail at this. I mean, I know I don't fail at PTI. I know I don't fail at radio. The numbers prove that. And I know I don't fail at newspapers. I know that. You know, and I can fail at this. Because whatever skill sets I have, they're not necessarily being the third guy in a live broadcast of a football game that I can't even stay awake for. I have not stayed awake from Monday night football game all the way through in 25 years. I haven't. So I have no idea if I can do this.
In fairness, isn't that fear something you had when you took on PTI, when you took on the radio, and perhaps even when you took on the column?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure, but I have it again.
Okay, right.
I have that fear again. I'm not working with Wilbon on Monday Night Football. Everybody talks about how wonderful the chemistry is between Wilbon and I. That's 25 years in the making. You know, that's why it's so good. Do I know Mike Tirico? Yeah, I like him. Do I know Joe Theismann? Yeah, I like him. We've never worked together. That instantaneous thing, chemistry isn't instantaneous. Sometimes it's just lightning in a bottle. Dan Patrick, Keith Olbermann. Have either of them been as good without the other? No. And they're very, very good. They're great. But what they had together was better than anything they ever had alone. Okay? And maybe Wilbon and I have that. Unbeknownst to us, however it happened, it happened. I'm not going to necessarily have that with Theismann. I'm not going to necessarily have that with Tirico. And I could fail. And I could say stupid things. I mean, people will say, well, you know nothing about sports. Well, that's ridiculous. 35 years of being a sports writer, I know enough about football. Let's not make football or any other game into sending a rocket to the moon, because it isn't. So I'm not worried about, I may not know the names of the players, but I have some sense of how the game is played. But I am also, through many years of doing columns and many years of doing radio and the PTI show now, I'm a critic. I'm a sarcastic person. I'm a critical person. My stuff may not work. I don't think Theismann's particularly critical, and I don't think Tirico's particularly critical. So that's going to fall on me, and a lot of Americans out there who watch, they'll say they'll probably get 8 or 9 million people to watch every week. Not all of them are familiar with me or what I do. They may not like me at all. You know, they may not like this guy who takes the bus and has liberal political views. I'm not going to try to get into that nonsense. You know, but it'll slip through here and there and everywhere, I suspect, one way or another. And I hope I'm funny, but I'm not going to go out there to be a comedian. I'm not going to go out there to be Howard Cosell. I'm not. And I'm not going to go out there to be Dennis Miller. I'm not. I'm not going to do that. And I'm probably, in my heart and soul, what I believe is I'm going to be, I'm not going to be very good. But, so you'd say, well, then why would you do it? given all these things, why would you do it? And it's very simple. And it's just, of course I would do it, because it's Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
And I've grown up with this in my whole professional life. When I started being a writer is when Monday Night Football came on the air. And the thought that they would offer a sports writer this position, I'm not saying I owe it to all the other sports writers in the world, but it's so damn cool that they offered me this that I couldn't possibly say no. And I wanted to. The first thing I said was no.
Of course you
did. I said no.
You always say
no. People nuts? I don't want to do this. No, no, no. And then in, you know, 30 minutes,
we've
I said, well,
parkas.
You know, yeah. Well,
we'll get you
maybe.
A bus.
Would you have a bus? I mean, you know, how would it work? I mean, you really, and I do the thing I always do. Do you really think I'd be any good? And I say, yeah, yeah, we really wouldn't offer you this job. Now, I don't know. I don't know if they offered it to anybody else. I have no idea.
Dennis
I don't know.
Miller said no.
I don't have any idea how that works. But I know that I went home that night and I just sort of shrugged. And I said to Carol, I got to do this. You know, I got to do it. Yeah, it's going to be hell on me physically and emotionally, I'm sure. And all you people are saying, oh, please, stop whining. You got the greatest job in the world. I know that. Okay, please. I know. But I got the greatest. This is the greatest job in the world sitting here. And I'm not going to be able to do radio while I'm doing Monday Night Football. Not. It's not going to be possible. I'm going to be on the road. I'm not taking a microphone with me. I'm a clown. I'm not that much of a clown.
Traveling clown.
You know, I don't think I'm going to be able to write any columns. I mean, maybe I'll be able to call in, something like that. I'd be able to call in on a radio deal. But if you like my work, you have to know two things. One, I'm going to go back to radio when this thing is over, because I really like radio. And I figure radio is where I'm going to spend whatever rest of my career I have is probably going to be mostly in radio, because it's a format that I really like, and I'm pretty much typed out at this point. But you would want me, if you liked the work here, you'd want me to at least give myself the best opportunity to be good at this, to change my life. I'm going to have to elongate my life. I'm going to have to try and stay up, build my life to the point where it's common for me to go to bed around midnight and get up around 8 or get up around 7 instead of this getting up at 4:40. I can't do that. That's just not going to work. I got to get all the drugs known to mankind to get on these buses, or if I ever decide to get on a plane, I'm going to even need more drugs than that. And I want to, if I'm going to do this, for however long I'm going to do this, I want to try and do it well. I want to try and practice it. I want to practice games. I want to meet the people that I'm working with. I want to find out how much they hate me so I can deal with that. You know, and I want to do it as well as I can do it. So at least when it's over, and if I'm bad, I can blame the others on the crew and not myself. You know? All right, here's Andy with the sports.